Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Nick Allen going to stop in later on today. We got our big comedian buddy Greg Morton. Next couple days, Thursday and Friday, Greg's at the Funny Bone in Omaha. Love Greg. Been known Greg since I remember the exact weekend we met him. Because for 96 we met.
Was it?
Yeah, because I had some family in town, I remember distinctly, and I remember him in the studio with us. We just met Greg Morton, who's a funny dude.
I have no point of...
I have point of references about weird things, yeah. And that's one of them, obviously.
No, you don't. You have point of references about relationships.
Yeah, this wasn't one, a relationship thing. This was a family in town, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because my point of reference usually is...
But my relationship thing
where
is
was
going,
I living
going
at
away.
The time?
It's going away, and both those are going away, actually.
And I've stopped moving around... So I have no point of reference anymore.
Yeah. You barely move from room to room, right?
I'd prefer not to. In fact, last night I stayed in the...
it's so freaking cold.
The ground level anymore.
I wasn't even bitter yesterday.
I like to stay by the fire. I don't want to steal any Petey's thunder, but I watched a Tyson fight last night.
Oh, I did too.
Tyson fought last night.
Yes, I saw that.
And I was going to bet on that because...
Oh, the replay. Him and Buster Douglas.
He didn't look very good.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, spoiler alert, he ended up getting beat.
Buster Douglas, yeah.
I know a guy who went to that fight.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, you don't.
1990 in Japan.
That came on right after I watched... I missed about the first 5 minutes of the 30 for 30.
I DVR'd it. I also DVR'd the night one. I haven't seen the night one yet.
You'll like it because they spend about equal time.
I saw
time.
A big long clip on Buster Douglas.
Okay, they did about 20 minutes just on Tyson. They did about 20 minutes just on Buster Douglas and about 20 minutes just on the fight.
I like the 30-30s even as a sport I don't care about. I'll still watch them. You know? It's human interest. I'll watch it.
Are they all just an hour?
No.
I think some of them are
two. Night is 2 hours. That night one, Days of Night or the end
last
of,
Days of Night.
Yeah.
This one was only an hour.
A lot of them are 2 hours.
They had Buster Douglas on Levitard's show in the afternoon yesterday.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell.
TV?
I couldn't tell if his eyes were closed or if he was just continually puffy from all. You couldn't see his eyeballs.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's a 58-year-old overweight dude now.
Yeah, he's just a big dude.
His eyes were hidden. All right.
But I think he did okay. I think he saved his money. He runs a boxing gym in Columbus.
Yeah.
I hope he did.
Yeah, because he saved
his money.
Well,
because he comes across as a nice guy.
He didn't get rich. I'm sure boxing. He might have made some cash.
He got $24 million for that Tyson
fight. Yeah. And he probably had a defense of it too.
He lost to Holyfield.
That's right.
Yeah.
This gives him a net worth of $15 million.
He kept his cash,
so he's fine.
He's okay.
Yeah, he should be all right.
Good for him, because he does come across as a nice guy. I saw a lot
he was
of that
a good dude. Yeah,
I saw a lot of that 30 for 30. I didn't see as much as Todd did, but then I had the, I just left the TV on and I'm sitting there, and then, here comes a fight. Oh,
yeah. I was unaware his mom died 3 weeks before that fight.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. Yeah. Well, at the time we didn't care because he was just the next guy that Tyson was going
to
smear.
Yeah, he was just the next tomato can.
Next
to come
tomato
up.
Can. Smear the tomato can. We used to play that as kids.
Yes.
Smear the tomato can. We were PC back then.
Pennsylvania was weird.
Smear the potato can.
Sometimes we called it tackle the guy with the tomato can. But then we changed it to football because it hurts when you get tackled with the tomato can.
Right.
Sometimes it would hurt when you get tackled with the ball and it would, the point would be right below your ribs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Knock the wind out of you.
Mm-hmm. Was on this date in 1975, Sarah Jane Moore pled guilty to charges of trying to kill President Gerald Ford in San Francisco. She was sentenced to life in prison but released on parole in 2007 after serving 32 years of her life sentence.
Weren't there two chicks? That wasn't Squeaky. That was the other one. Yeah,
right.
Two people tried to kill Ford.
Well, we don't hear much about her.
I remember the name, Sarah. I remember that Ford was two people tried to kill him.
Yeah, I don't remember her.
He pardoned Nixon. I think they didn't like him for a while there, the nut jobs, obviously.
In fact, that was before I was born, so I don't believe that even happened.
Actually, it wasn't before you were born, but you. we were actually pretty coherent back then. No, I wouldn't say coherent.
No. Yeah.
Now, at the time, I don't remember hearing any of this.
Well,
however, if something like that, God forbid, happened today, it would be, I bet she is affiliated with this group or that political group.
Or getting paid by somebody.
Or getting paid by someone. Or it's a conspiracy that goes much deeper.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, you're right. We didn't, when the guy that.
There's thousands of people involved.
Right. The guy, and at the time, we just thought, oh, it's a crazy broad.
Well, hell, it's a lone nut job.
Yes.
Even when Reagan was actually shot. That was just a lone nut job. We didn't dig into his history.
We didn't say,
eventually.
Bet he's a Democrat.
Right. Nobody did that. Yeah, that's just the way things are now with the social media.
I bet she was a Democrat.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, but that wasn't overriding.
Yeah, you used to hold now you hold your breath on which one you wanted to be. It's horrible. It is. It is horrible.
Yeah, the time, she was just a nut job.
Right.
But if somebody does something like that now, you're right. Immediately, we have to identify what political party they're affiliated with. And then, the chain of command that's paying them or helping them out or supporting them.
They were nut jobs.
Yeah. Right. And we have to have a multi-layered
conspiracy
theory.
Sarah J. Moore, was she still in jail?
They let her out in, '07, after serving 32 years of a life sentence.
Now, did she make an actress? I don't remember any of this.
No, she didn't shoot the gun. She got tackled beforehand.
Okay. But she had a gun.
Squeaky Fromm didn't shoot the gun either. Both of them were
had
tackled.
Had a plan. And was
nobody got a shot off?
I don't know.
I thought they both got shots off.
Maybe they did. Been a while.
It has.
Yeah.
I don't specifically remember what happened or what Sarah Jane said.
I think I had a baseball game that day.
That was before I was born. So.
Yes.
I know.
Exactly.
There's so much stuff that happened in the early, mid-70s that was so crucial to the history of this world, of the United States of America, that I just was just hopping on my bike.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I liked a lot better than having to be an adult and pay attention.
Yeah, I think the Twins and the Orioles were playing that day.
No, I meant actually playing a baseball game.
Oh, no, I was probably sitting down watching the Twins play the Orioles. And I'm sure there was something good on the two TV stations we got coming out of Minot.
I might have been just beating the Twins.
The two attempts on Jerry Ford were within 3 weeks of each other.
I thought they were close. I didn't know that close. Yeah.
So, copycat? Kind of thing?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anybody get shot off?
I don't
remember that.
No, I don't recall there being a shot.
And Puss was not born.
But I do remember who
she
played.
She fired a single shot at him with a .38.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember who played shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles in 1975.
Wow. She was using a gun she bought in haste because they had taken another gun from her.
Where's haste
that
at?
Same morning.
It's a gun shop in D.C.
Quickly.
Yeah.
And did not know the sights were 6 inches off the point of impact at that distance, and she narrowly missed.
Whoa.
Oh, so she did get a shot off.
Who the hell was the vice president then?
Ford and...
Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. That's like...
Jesus.
When Homer goes in on a Simpsons episode...
It's exactly like that.
...to buy a handgun.
Right.
And they say he's got to wait. But he says, but I'm angry now.
I love that bit. I love that bit.
She actually got a second shot off as well.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember any of that.
I don't believe in any of it happened.
It did happen. That's right before your time. Before you were born, right?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Mark Belanger. He was the shortstop for the Orioles in 75.
Yes, he was.
The brain holds on to the weirdest thing.
It does.
It does.
Here's a pretty good one, though.
Oh, there. Yep.
Orioles are pretty good, Dan.
Oh, the Washington Nationals are looking for people who want to run in those big-headed team mascot races.
They do the presidents.
And they do the presidents.
Up at the Brewers do the brats.
The sausages.
They do sausages.
Our boss's son did that a couple of times. He was on the brats.
Italian sausage.
Right. Would he take turns, or was he one particular sausage?
I don't know. I have to ask him. He did it a couple of times.
So they have job applications available for the Nationals and their racing presidents. They say that you have to be able to run 200 yards while wearing a 50-pound costume.
Yeah, they're younger kids in those things because they run the whole way around the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the ideal candidate must also take on the persona of the racing president they embody.
Well, come on.
Oh, what the hell does that
mean? It's just a big costume. It's a costume, isn't it?
I think they're just throwing out some fun there.
You got to smile inside the costume, just like Teddy's smiling on the outside of the costume.
I trolled a buddy of mine's a Redskin fan, and there's a whole big article, actually, that Redskin fan base is broken. It's just broken. I mean, nobody wants to go. The stadium's kind of empty. The team is obviously broken. Hasn't won in a while. There's a lot of people under 30 that have no idea when they were in the Redskins were any good. And not once in the article did they mention maybe an obvious thing. Get rid of the name. Get rid of the name. Because if it's broken, the old schoolers aren't showing up. So if you want to revitalize that team, get rid of the name.
Pretty sure I've heard there's a dude on Around the Horn.
I'm not going to, I'm not, I don't want to be all PC, anybody yelling at me, Indian, who cares? Well, apparently nobody's going to Redskin games. There's a lot of reasons, but just get rid of the name. Start fresh.
The guy on Around the Horn, Kevin Blackstone, who's in D.C.
Yeah, he's in D.C.
I'm pretty sure I've heard him say recently, between the name and, you know, they're not signing Colin Kaepernick when it's obvious that their quarterback situation is awful.
And just,
he said, look, I'm a lifelong Redskin fan, but I'm done with this team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That guy's a born and raised D.C., and just saying, I'm out. I'm done.
But those Redskin fans, the hardcore ones, if you don't really know many in this area, but I knew a bunch growing up since they're right down the street. As a white guy, I'm proud Redskin.
Well, now, they must have the same guy in the same costume.
Well, they switch those
as much as possible.
Well, they're kids all the time, man.
Well, no, they have standings here. For the year, if you're keeping track, George Washington has won 31 races, Thomas Jefferson 25, Abraham Lincoln 17, and Teddy Roosevelt 10.
Here's the reason I don't think they do have the same kid, because the bottom line is, or they do arrange who wins, because they wouldn't. The fastest kid's going to win every time.
Yeah.
So I guarantee you that they move them around, or they just say, you're winning this race. Because I've seen guys in the front, and you kind of see them slow down in any kind of race. I've seen the sausage race. The other guy would just end up passing them. They decide who's going to win these things.
You want to have a sausage race later?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. That's not a race.
It's a party. It's a sit-in.
It is.
We're having a sausage sit-in later on.
No, you go ahead and win.
No, you win.
No, you pass me.
No, you pass me. No, you. You do it first.
Now I got to find
all right,
out
whatever.
What kind of sausages the brewers have.
It's a brat, an Italian sausage, and then maybe a kielbasa.
That's three things Puss masturbates with.
Not just him. Some of our listeners do as well.
Yeah, the women.
Or maybe just a plain hot dog?
And Joe.
Oh, that's right. Maybe a plain hot dog, right?
Now he can book a mascot for your next special event.
Yeah.
Oh. Ew.
You got the brat, the Polish sausage, the Italian sausage, the hot dog. You're correct.
No, Puss said the hot dog.
And to pander to the Hispanic community, your chorizo.
Oh, good.
Chorizo. That's the one I was forgetting, too.
Yeah.
That's not a hot dog.
It's a tasty sausage.
It's a sausage.
It is a sausage. It's a sausage. That's right.
It is, in fact, a sausage.
That's right.
It's a greasy sausage.
A good sausage.
But they all are.
I eat one of those right now. Somebody bring a hot dog up for us. Serious. Sonic, you listening? You advertise. How about a hot dog, for Christ's sakes?
Call it a breakfast sausage.
I don't
care
what you call it. Just put some relish and onions on that. Just call whatever you want. Just give me a freaking hot dog.
God, preferably on a breakfast pretzel roll.
I want a hot dog now.
I'll take a chorizo.
Whatever. Let's not be specific. Just give us a freaking hot dog.
We'd all like any form of tubular meat at this point.
Damn right.
Hey.
Puss says it every day.
I got
day.
A form of that. Careful Sorry what you say. Wish for.
Yeah.
The mayor of Chicago...
It's Rahm Emanuel, right?
Wants to legalize the recreational marijuana and open a casino to help address the city's pension crisis.
For now, he's not running again, is he?
No.
That is correct. The Mayor Emanuel will announce both these proposals today. The Chicago's public worker pension funds have over $27 billion in unfunded liabilities.
And
they're
going
to call for a tax revenue from a city casino and legal marijuana to be dedicated to Chicago's pension funds.
The guys that want their pensions are going to – that'll pass because that's working-class dudes voting for it.
That sounds pretty unprecedented, though. I don't know of any – just municipalities or cities where weed is legal, and it's not legal statewide.
Oh, we mentioned D.C. Of course, D.C. is really by itself. It's not in the state.
It is a district, as I understand.
But good for them. If they're allowed to do that, let's do it here in Omaha.
Well, we might, because the pinhead down the road doesn't really have any say.
No.
Or does he?
No, we got a conservative mayor here, too.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about her. Yeah.
They do that, I'm going to have to move in from the suburbs.
Yeah. Or just drive in.
Technically.
You drive in every day and grab weed.
Maybe that's what the suburbs should do.
That's right.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
No.
Yeah, I live on the wrong side of a street.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
That's what all my neighbors say, at least. Could you move over there?
Good for Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see whether it happens or not.
Yeah, well, at least they're talking about it.
University in Los Angeles giving final exams off campus because of mass shooting threats.
Oh, my God.
Cal State Northridge said beginning Wednesday it will administer final exams off campus after receiving its second mass shooting threat in less than a week. Professors were told to offer online or off-campus alternatives for finals after a student discovered a handwritten letter warning of a campus shooting last week at this campus. A shooting threat and a swastika were found scrawled on a bathroom wall.
Yeah, I'm reading here. It's 4 days, 5 reported hate crimes. Everett, Washington, Purchase, New York, Pittsburgh, and Toledo, all swastikas hating on the Jews. Yeah, college campuses, all kinds of forum right there. So I wonder why there's so much hatred showing up recently.
It's just getting reported.
Can't place my finger on it.
I think they're making a lot of that up.
Can't place
he
my
finger.
He
makes a good point. That is probably.
Can't place my finger on the emboldened hatred there is for certain groups.
A lot of fake news out
fake
there.
News.
Yeah, that could be it.
It's got to be it. There's no other explanation.
So are these people late? Do they not get it? Help us out here. A popular Detroit restaurant and bar changing the name of their award-winning French fries.
Oh, because of the stuff going on in France now?
No.
Or because of what France did years ago?
Has nothing to do with France or French. They will no longer call their fries crack fries.
Oh, because...
Oh, come on.
Oh, because there's crack in Detroit, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, there's been crack there for quite a while.
Yeah, kind of late.
Are they late on this one?
A little bit.
The name was given to the fries because of the cracked pepper that is used in the recipe.
Oh, well, so.
Changing the name to opioid fries.
But also because the owner said that they had an addictive quality.
Okay, so the crack does come in there.
Both.
I'm pretty sure I've been to a restaurant where they served what they called crack fries, and I can't remember where it's at.
Would it be Detroit?
No, I've not been to Detroit. But still, who cares? It's because they're really good. We get it.
Oh, but you don't want to bring up...
Well, I'm not going to bitch. The fries are still on the damn menu. I'll order whatever these fries are. Whatever they used to be called crack fries, give me those. They kept the fries, right?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
There's nothing different. They're just changing the name because they say that they apologize for the pain the name may have brought to some of their customers.
That's not a hill I'm going to die on. I'll just order the fries that aren't called crack anymore. If they want to do that, good for them. I don't care.
I still call them crack fries.
But somebody's going to bitch.
Oh, absolutely.
Some fat guy's going to get a T-shirt. There'll always be crack fries to me.
Those fries
taste like crack. All right. Yep. Ass crack fries. calling that.
That's the same guy bitching about I still call it Joe Louis Arena. The naming rights to the stadium.
But that's even better than this. I still call it crack. Get some oil or change Todd's chair. We have a leaking ship over here. You hear that noise?
No.
It's brutal, man. Yeah.
You sure it's me?
Yeah. You're moving there. I stood still and Craig sat still. It's not your fault. It's just your chair squeaking.
They all suck.
Yeah.
I can make no guarantees that switching it out is going to help.
I'm freaking deaf. I can't even hear.
Well, you guys are all deaf because it's really loud, man.
I'm in another room.
I'm half deaf.
I'm in another room, so I'm gonna plead
that. Oh, I might be hearing it through my headphones and my headphones. You're right because we're in the same room. You know. Well, Todd's sitting on my lap too. Might be too much heavy.
You might want to change the seating arrangement.
Could be too
there.
Heavy for this chair, Chad.
Yeah.
Going back. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.